It's on this side of the country.
That's where I live.
Where? We are passing through there.
We're passing through on the way to Eugene.
Yes, yes.
On the way to Vancouver.
Vancouver. Then it is in the middle.
Yes. We're here and we're going up here and eventually here. So it's right here. It's more or less on the way. Yeah. He wants to invite you. But he sent this email, and in it he expresses some things which I think, if we could get some answers from you on it, it would help a lot of other people. So I'll read it to you, and then we can talk about it. He says, "Dear Sita, thank you for your note. It does me good to hear that some of my simple words may have given the slightest amount of pleasure to a Vaishnava. I've resent the GBC position in three parts. Hopefully you'll get this in time." Let me see, I'll get...
Another three parts.
I'm sorry, it's just detail.
The GBC has written some new things.
Old new rules.
Huh?
New old rules.
New work things.
The main problem in ISKCON is the Kanishta concept of bhakti. For the neophytes, there is danger at every step and very little faith to deal with it. It's like being, he says, paranoid schizophrenic, but he means a madman. He says it's like being mad, going between gross material desire and devotion.
Yes.
Yeah, this way, that way, this way.
This is the compilation of Kanishka
Vidya. Yes, yes. Then gradually moving up the scale to deal with Pratishta versus devotion. So he's saying first it's material things, then it's position, like in the same way. Kanishta has been described even by Srila Prabhupada as a non-devotee. He has called the stage Bhakta Bhas, which I believe I also read in Harinam Chintamani. There's a little devotional light, but symptomized by a material conception. Natad Bhakteshu Chanyeshu. They cannot tell who is devotee and how to behave to the devotee. Their only saving grace is the worship of the deity in the temple. If they do that nicely, then there will be advancement. But there's a problem. If one neither knows who is a Vaishnava nor how to behave, there is every chance of committing Vaishnava-aparadha, that which goes against Srimati Radharani, thus checking in a serious manner one's advancement. I only agree with them on one point, and I did not appreciate how they expressed it, because they expressed it in a slanderous way without any humility. He's talking about GBC statements.
Yes.
That point is that the neophytes take the katha of Madhurya conception down to a cheap and dirty level because they are still in the consciousness of mundane sexuality.
Yes, that is the reason.
Yes. In listening to Srila Prabhupada's old 1966 tapes, we noticed that much more description of higher subject matter than in the latter tapes. It seems as if he noticed the severe lack of adhikara at some point and altered his presentation a little bit. So he's saying, if you're looking in the early days, Prabhupada is speaking like this, but then he realized how everyone's mind was and changed it. We also we had the problem also in Eugene at one point where one 17-year-old girl who had never met Narayan Maharaj but whose parents had been part of the Sangha was speaking all sorts of unrealized katha regarding Manjari Bhav. It was so far away from her realization that it was ridiculous, and it caused some disturbance in Tripurari Maharaj's preaching to his younger disciples. So my feeling is that these topics remain with those who have proven qualifications to deal with them properly. We have seen that a number of the ISKCON sannyasi gurus could not assimilate the topic, and therefore they did not even have proper conception of guru tattva.
One thing I should say. When someone was not so much material, I have seen so many devotees used to illustrate this mind. And Govindani Namrata, which he has never touched, and Krishna Bhavanamrata, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and all other books, they used to read, and these books were translated by themselves. So they usually come to me and tell to me that we are in Manjari Bhav. I have never told anyone. I have told something that we should have read Srimad Bhagavatam, to read Chaitanya Charitamrita only. I have never told anyone that Manjari Bhav and all other Bhav, and I have never allowed anyone to read Govinda Lilamrita, Krishna Bhavanamrita Sar, and all other Ujjwal in Mani, they have translated all the books.
Yes, they have.
So I have never told them anything.
Without commentary either, just the translation.
Anyhow, Govindali Lamas and all other books are not needed to be explained. So they have done all these things. They were going to, I know that in the beginning when Swamiji left this planet, about 3 or 4 Brahmachari of his own became Babaji in Navadvip, and so many are going to Radha Kunda, those who have no relation to him, yet they are going to Radha Kunda and taking this Gopi Bhav. I have not given all this to anyone. Who did it? This one, I think that the phone has done, did that. Why they could not check them? Now they are taking to come to me, and not taking all these things. They are deadly against of public. Don't come anyone. You have to speak to them.
I will. I'll make the reply and show you before we send it.
Yes.
He continues, we have seen that a number of the ISKCON sannyasi gurus could not assimilate the topic, and therefore, and furthermore, they did not have even the proper conception of guru tattva,
yes,
as was apparent in their total acquiescence to the GBC.
But it is written in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and heard Swamiji has told about Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru.
Yes.
They have not at all read that thing. Otherwise, they have no idea of Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru.
Yes. He's saying that because of the way they've acted in regard to you, coming first and taking Shiksha, and then because of the GBC making some statements, not being loyal and showing honor, that they have completely misunderstood the Shiksha principle.
I have not told anything against Chaitanya Charitamrita. What I have told Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavat, explaining Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and Jeevul Sun.
They did, he says, they did not stand up for Narayan Maharaj as their Shiksha Guru, who is to be seen as non-different from Diksha Guru. They did not even stand up for the philosophical principle. They didn't even, in their arguments, make that, oh, this is an important principle. Therefore, I conclude that they have no access to the conception of Manjari Bhava, even though they have been chanting Paramahamsa Mantra for so many years. So these persons of limited adhikara, without even conviction about Guru Tattva, unless it's applied to them being a guru, took the high katah and presented it in a plagiarized form to their neophyte followers. This, in my estimation, is what has created all the hubbub. We must hear some of the conceptions so that we can have an inkling of what is to come. Many of those things Srila Prabhupada described in condensed, summarized form,
yes,
in Krishna book, Nectar of Devotion, Upadeshamrita, and of course Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are getting older.
Explanation. So many things. As it has been described in Bhaktivinoda Swami Sindhu and all our Guru's books.
We are getting older now and maturing both spiritually and materially. Death seems to be more around the corner than ever before. So we have to make advancements, but we have to temper our enthusiasm to progress with patience and firm conviction. To enter into the internal topic, we have to have some standing in realization and not simply theory. Otherwise, when we come in contact with the confidential topics and conceptions, we will take them cheaply and maybe even go to hear from authorized, unauthorized quarters, as has already happened with some of the big guns. We will do a little bragging to our peers that now I have added this type of program to my sadhana. Now that I know something you don't know, I've secured a better footing in being having distinction. So he's saying it's going to help him in his pratishtha. That is the mood that my lowly self has detected in some of the big leaders that were receiving shiksha from the Narayan Maharaj. It's the same old ego in a new package. But the internal topics of Madhurya conception require us to be purged of all mundane egocentricity, exploitive tendency. Otherwise, the chance for sahajyasam is imminent. If you would be so kind to show some of this note to Maharaj, I would be very appreciative for any philosophical corrections or confirmations to my line of thinking. Wishing you ever-increasing bliss and substantial realization of bhakti, Mithila Deshadas.
In my speeches, in explanation, I never tell all these secret things. And for more than a month, you are all with me.
That's true.
I never tell anything.
Not
so you can tell also that you are saying that he is not going to tell any Sahajya Bhavara or anything. He explains the Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that Mool Tattva, and what is Mool Tattva, and all Tattva. And who was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and why he used to come here, and what are his mission, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and the Prabhupada's mission, and Swamiji's mission. What was his mission? We should know pure bhakti. What is pure, what is into, and explaining all these things. Not goofy bhav or anything. So you can tell that Maharaj, Vishwa Maharaj?
Yes, I'll tell him.
And he became so glad to know. And he appreciated your all these things that you have written.
Yes, I'll tell him.
And he is agree with all points that you have written. Firstly, they
they're accusing.
Accusing and
okay,
stopping all these things.
The one thing that I see is that the people that are criticizing and creating this propaganda, they've never come to you, they've never heard.
They've never heard
you. They've not even read your books. They've never heard you speak.
We were talking about this outside, that in our communication, our primary objective is in encouraging people to come and have your darshan.
Yes.
Because once they experience the exchange, all of these things just vanishes.
Maharaj tells that they should come to me personally and hear, and then they should criticize that do anything.
Yes. Or put their questions to you.
Yes.
Come and ask you, yeah.
They can question me.
Like in England, you satisfied so much.
They can come to me in groups or any personally they can come and hear me.
But they should have the right mood. If they are not, if they want to challenge.
No. Challenge is they should not come to me.
We were talking about this outside where I was explaining that they use philosophy to justify their position. And I was saying that in talking with them, it's important to present the knowledge of Shastra, but more importantly, it's common sense, what this is all about. Because they're not approaching in the right mood of dialogue, of proper philosophical debate, we cheapen ourselves by engaging in that kind of discussion with them.
I'm agree to take that challenge. They should come. But there is mediator, 1, 2, 3, judges like Sari.
Yes.
And they should decide.
Yes.
Here my argument and their argument. I want to take that challenge. And I also challenge them. All together they can come.
Yeah.
Or the personal come. Any one of them, or any, together they should come and challenge.
And we can put it on their television station.
If they have anything to say, they should come face to face and tell me. We are ready to answer them. And then when we will also have some questions to them. We are following Samiji, they are not totally following Samiji. We will prove it. We are a strong. I am Bhakti Vedanta, they are not Bhakti Vedanta. I am first disciple in India, he is my Sikha Guru. There is no difference between Sikha and Diksha Guru. So I am his system only. Only one I am sister. And the senior devotees who are with me, they are sisters. Actually they are not sisters. I will prove it.
But they have to have courage to stand before you to do that, and I think they lack the courage.
They won't come.
They cannot come.
They won't
never, they will come.
Krishna won't let them
out. That I am so strong like my Gurudev and Swamiji. Never care for anyone.
No. This is one of the most important principles. They show no proper detachment.
They have not read any book. They have not realized anything. They have not come to any good and bona fide Vaishnava. Still, since he left this world.
One of their criticisms, which they have fabricated, is they're saying that you're discussing these confidential topics, but that you're coming to the West now to capitalize on what Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada
from
has done.
From beginning. He has come to spread his master, our disciplic order, Malli Harikatha. Not anything. So, Puri Maharaj, we and all others, they were God brothers of him. And he has come only to preach Swami, his Gurudev, Pani, nothing else. He has done Chaitanya Sitam, it is in our disciplic
life.
Srimad Bhagavatam. He has done nothing new, but for them it is new, but for us it is nothing new.
They suggest to the younger devotees that this preaching that you're doing by coming to the West is like a new effort. And our argument is, look at the history that you're preaching all over India. You have so many followers. You've translated so many important books. Not one piece of Shastra has come new since Prabhupada has left from the ranks of
I
know that they are not understanding the most of Swamiji, so I am telling all these things that you should regard his and you should try to know what he has taught.
इन्होंने उत्तर में ये बताया है कि ये बता रहे हैं कि ये पिछले पहले नहीं है क्योंकि आपके इतिहास पर देखा जाए तो पिछले 50 वर्षों से आप दिन रात इन कार्यों में लगे हुए हैं कितने प्रकार के ग्रंथ और सब प्रकार की चीजों में आप लगे हुए हैं कि भावों को स्पष्ट करने के लिए और स्वामी जी के पास से कोई भी नया ग्रंथ इस कॉन्सेप्ट से कुछ निकला नहीं है जबकि आप इन सब भावों को और अच्छे रूप में प्रकाश कर रहे
हैं मन शिक्षा स्वामी सिंधु बिंदु दीज आर नॉट सहजिया ग्रंथ This is not such. All my books are authentic.
Yes.
Anyone can prove that they are not. Upadeshamrita, Manasikha, Sikhastra, and the Jaivadharma.
Yes.
Especially the explanation of this one as a Pratishakur on Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yes.
I am doing?
Yes. And they haven't done one.
They don't know anything.
One.
One?
Not even one they have done.
I have one point. After disappear of Gurudev, Shishya gives the Samadhi of Gurudev. Just like Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Prabhupada gives Samadhi to Gautama Dasavaji Maharaj. In the same way, Swami Maharaj, before disappearing, he requests and order Maharaj for his Samadhi. If he admits all of them as a disciple, he ordered them for Samadhi, he never asked them for three Samadhi.
No.
You know that they are not qualified to do Samadhi.
No.
And Dira also, he has no faith on them.
No.
He has said something, and it is coming from the all the other arguments.
Yes, it is history.
This is coming
from their publication.
He was like waiting. He told me that now they don't follow me. They are doing so many things that I don't want. They are controlling me. New path starting is Radha path starting. It is due to their
controlling.
Controlling.
This Prabhu explained Rukmini's work of these was not Prabhupada.
Not Prabhupada?
No.
So he was telling me. And he was very public. He met at more than here, but he left due to this controlling.
They have also criticized the Gaudiya Mosque. Prabhupada made one quote many years ago where he said that that the Gaudiya Math has made one major flaw, which is not to follow the orders of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati.
That's true.
Yes.
And that, to me, that I have done some mistake.
Yes.
He told that I must not have told all this. But only to give some inspiration to new devotees, I have told.
My point is they're criticizing Gaudiya Math, and because Prabhupada went on to say that Bhaktisiddhanta did not make one Acharya successor, specifically not, but they made Acharya successor. But they're criticizing Gaudiya Math, but that's exactly what they did.
Okay.
As soon as Prabhupada's off the planet, oh, these are the successors. And
not one, but 12.
Not one, no, it was 11. 12 would have been like Jesus.
They should criticize. They have nothing to criticize. They even go in
forward.
Hand.
Yes.
Nothing to. These are some only bad things.
But yes. With the devotees at lunchtime, we were talking about how to respond. And we discussed that the proper response is one of non-aggression, Vaishnava mentality, but as you say, giving the proper siddhanta.
Yes.
Not stopping at anything, just showing exactly what it is.
They are not to criticize, but they are telling. Only argument in Siddhant
defense. Yes. We remain detached from this and want to fight. They have this mood.
They should fight.
That amongst themselves.
They are very aggressive. Fight. They are bound to fight.
Yes.
They have nothing to fight, nothing to.
We suggest to them that they fight with themselves.
We can send them. We can send them a mirror.
I would like to.
Well, utilities.
Ajay, you can read the.
Yes. Yes. Let's see. I'll read some things here that. Yes. This is. I'll just read one part. And then we'll move on to other things.
Mm.
This is a room conversation from October 8th, 1977.
He left
about 1 month later than this,
yes.
Just before leaving. So, Tamal Krishna is speaking.
Where?
This is in Krishna Balaram Mandir.
Oh, Vrindavan.
In Vrindavan. They're talking about the arrangements. And Tamal says, I think it would be difficult. Better that we go parikraming around our temple, Krishna Balaram Mandir. That is a little easier. Don't you think that's better? If you get a little stronger, then it may be possible. That will depend on Krishna. So Krishna Das, we should bring him here. He's basically, Prabhupada, I remember, wanted to go on Braj Mandal.
Govardhan
Parikram. Especially Radhakund. Yeah. But Tamal, no, stay here in Krishna Balaram. So Krishna Das, we should bring him here.
Krishna Das Babaji,
yes. Anyone else you want to see? Narayan Maharaj? Yes? We went to see him just to inquire about the necessary ceremony, and he gave us instructions. I sent Bhakti Churu Maharaj and Bhakti Prema Maharaj, and they wrote down everything. But Narayan Maharaj was very concerned. He said he's going to try to come to see you tomorrow. That's all right, isn't it? So Krishna Das can be called for. Anytime? Okay. He stays at Radhakund? He's asking. We'll inquire. Does he stay at the Gaudiya Math here? And Prabhupada says, Tamal Krishna. He does. In Vrindavan. Okay. And Prabhupada says, Narayan Maharaj comes, then everything is all right.
What? Oh, yes.
So
he has faith on me.
Yes.
And friendship.
The most important thing at the last hour.
If he comes, everything is
all right.
All right.
Tamal Krishna, so if I call Narayan Maharaj, is there any need for Krishna Das to come? Prabhupada says, again, he can arrange, meaning Narayan Maharaj. Tamal says, Narayan Maharaj? Yes, actually he wanted to do that. He gave us instructions, but he also wanted to take part, so I better call Narayan Maharaj than Krishna Das. Okay, I'll send car for him tomorrow morning. He was saying he was thinking to come tomorrow, so I'll send car and say, Prabhupada requests, if it is convenient, that you can come this morning. That will be all right. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Break. And then he says, when you will come back. And the rest of it is other things. There's one other comment where at the end of the conversation, he again stresses you. And he says, and Narayan Maharaj, he'll come tomorrow. Asking for confirmation. And Tamal says, he'll come when we... Tonight, can he come? You think it's too late? Bhakti Churu says, I think he'll come if we go and pick him up. Tamal Krishna, if we pick him up, he'll come tonight. If we go just now with the car, Bhakti Churu goes with the car now, he may come tonight, Narayan Maharaj. Go on then, Kirtan.
How he is attached to me and how he has touched me.
He's leaving 1 month later.
And I can.
Yes.
Yes, very nice. When I came, he became so pleased. Then he took my hands in his hand and he ordered me to sit beside him on the same column.
I did pranam to him and I am sitting. But I put it here. They are not, they have burnt that, perhaps.
They burnt so many things. Their stories.
Our talking then have not been.
There are stories about how actually they took Prabhupada's tapes and edited them in such a way to change the nature of the discussion. Not with you, but with other people. This has been more or less shown to be true.
But I remember everything here, my name has just appeared. And they cannot deny.
No. As Krishna's witness. This is a letter dated in 31st March 1967. So it goes a long way back. Prabhupada is commenting to someone named Sri Krishnaji. So I don't know who that Sri Krishnaji would be. But he says, regarding Seva Puja of the temple, I have already written to Sripad Narayan Maharaj if he would come to Delhi and live in the temple. If he comes, he will relieve you from the Seva Puja of the temple and he will do it nicely. Regarding...
I was there when he had not left for Western country and arranging his books and everything, I became ill. And from that day, I more and more I became ill.
He wrote one letter here I have about that where he's expressing his concern about your illness. He says, regarding cooperation in the matter of preaching work in the Western countries, it is the duty of every Indian and Hindu to cooperate in this task. There are so many Sanatana Dharma establishments in India, but nobody has tried to preach the principles of the Gita in the Western countries, although Gita is widely read all over the world. And he's going on and preaching like that. There are other ones here. There's a number of letters where it shows that he's asking you to do things on his behalf very much in the beginning of his preaching mission.
Yes, right.
How you're sending foodstuffs from India, how you're sending books and other paraphernalia. I'm just seeing if I can find the relevant passage here.
This was set up.
My seeing is not so good today. Do you want to see if I can find out? Is Maharaj's name in that? Here, for instance, is one letter to Brahmananda in 1968, beginning of 1968. And he says, regarding Purushottam Brahmachari's letter from Vrindavan, if you think you're able to purchase 340 copies at 40% discount, then you can send one letter to Narayan Maharaj asking if he will take the responsibility of receiving the books from him and pack them and send them to Calcutta to our shipping agent. If he wants to take the responsibility and the trouble to do this, then you can send him bank drafts, being the price of the books, and he will do the needful. And there's most of the letters have this kind of spirit in it where he's asking something practical and you're facilitating, especially when everybody else doesn't really know what they're doing, apparently.
Also, they described very derogative manner when Swami Maharaj had asked you to come to the Western countries. They say at that time, he was not interested.
Yes.
Oh.
That is what they write about yourself.
Yes, but that argument is specious because in the same way, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj asked Prabhupada years before he went to go and preach, why all of a sudden, oh, I have to go today?
Yes.
It happens in due course.
He went only after 40 years?
After about 60 years after.
40 years later.
40 years,
40 years later.
And I have come.
Only after 20 years.
So, much faster.
In half.
Here's one letter dated 1969, 30 September. My dear Sripad Narayan Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. I beg to acknowledge receipt of your letter dated September 14, 69, and I have noted the contents. I'm very much perturbed to learn about your sick health. I hope by the grace of Lord Krishna you will soon recover. Please offer my obeisances to Muni Maharaj. Regarding sponsoring Mrs. N.K. Achama, I beg to inform you that the sponsor person from India means to send him immediately a return ticket by air, which means rupees 12,000. I do not know who will be agreeing to invest this money for an unknown person. And it goes on to explain some details about this person going to London. Anyway, at the present moment, I am living in London, a few miles off, at above the garden house. When I return to the U.S., I shall try to find out if somebody can help her. I am enclosing herewith two newspaper cuttings, which were published on my arrival in London. You can publish these news in your Bhagavat paper.
Yes.
Yes. Regarding the 92-section case against the Gaudiya Math, I do not think there is any possibility of compromise. But the Bagh Bazar party and Mayapur party have unlawfully usurped the missionary institution of Srila Prabhupada, and whenever they will talk of a compromise, it means another complication. Thanking you once more for your letter, sincerely, A.C. Bhaktivedanta.
200, more than 200 years.
Yeah.
But unlikely, I get them.
Have you any?
In trust.
Are there some that are
some
of
them. But can all important letters I get to Satsang Maharaj to write.
Yes.
In there.
Mm. Has anyone ever translated the letters that you have?
The ones that are still with you, those letters, they're in Bengali.
They would be interesting.
We have some Bengali stuff. English letters.
But
those are so important.
The most important one,
yeah.
To the book.
At that time,
I they never mentioned it.
I told that this is not of my use, so I did not copy them. I did have copy them.
And you trusted them.
Where's that statement that the Guru Maharaj made? Gurudev, they're saying one thing here, they're quoting Puri Maharaj, Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj.
They are quoting.
They're quoting. They're saying that Puri Maharaj also remarked that he himself knew quite well the spiritual master of Narayan Maharaj, His Holiness Keshav Bhakti Pragyan. They're saying here that
Guru Maharaj ji bata rahe hain ke wo param guru ji ke bare mein swayam bahut kuch jante hain aur agar bahut kuch jante hain main
they're
Guru Maharaj ji jante hain
Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj he's saying that he knew Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj very well.
Yes.
And he's saying that Keshav Maharaj never spoke of such topics.
Yes.
This Ras Tattva topic.
Yes, I'm not telling.
That so, Puri Maharaj remarked, it is a mystery where Narayan Maharaj is bringing these rasic topics in from. They're quoting Puri Maharaj saying that.
That's falsely.
I think falsely quoted.
Yes, so that's what he is Narayan Maharaj is telling. It is all good to come. According to Siddhanta. He came to eat so many times in Mathura before, so he comes to Mahal. Always we make, I guess, all my books to be.
it becomes so much choice to me.
They use everything to prove that they are right and everybody else is wrong. They are willing to even,
they will criticize.
Their argument is based on the whole tree of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement is rotten. The only healthy branch, they say, is ISKCON.
To criticize everyone, they have taken what? Permanent shika.
Contract.
They can control also to Krishna and they can. They should control. We are not going to work. Why they are not controlling?
They are so arrogant, they say someone unless the GVC recognizes and gives their down to anyone, they cannot preach within its time.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. They were giving a stamp to Bhagavan, Bhagavananda, Rama,
that's
some bogus.
Yeah.
They are also saying that ISKCON community members cannot hear from someone unless they say it is all right.
Yes.
I told you, hear from anyone. There are so many people that we can hear from.
This is called Bhakti no Thakur. And especially to Krishnadasa Viraj Goswami, he has told so many negative things. I told something. Sakharas Dasa, one is. Those are very motivated. And there he tried so many things. That is telling that kissing each other, Krishna and Radhika. Why this should be coming in? Chaitanya Chaitanya. They should take off that part and then pass it. We should say Chaitanya Chaitanya. Chaitanya Chaitanya is as it is. He has done Gita, but they should do Chaitanya Chaitanya and Srimad Bhagavata as it is. Today it seems like it is in India, like in
India.
AC.
AC air conditioning, not working. In Houston we had always good.
But much hotter in India.
Yeah?
In India, much hotter. But when you come after this to Bakersfield, and to Badger, there it is very much hot like India.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes. Here is much cooler.
The ocean is cooler.
But
okay.
It's more high there.
No, it's valley. It's
here.
It's
this Los Angeles is near ocean.
Uh-huh.
Then there is mountain.
Yeah.
You go over mountain. Then there is big valley for 200-300 miles.
Yeah, you heard saw some Arabic.
Yeah. Yes, long.
So many, lots of valleys here. They are desert.
In that valley,
they grow food.
All the big leaders who are coming and taking shiksha from Narayan Maharaj, they are now seeing that they were wrong, that they misheard. So now they are saying they're seeing it right. But we can say to them, they cannot be so intelligent if it took them so long to find out something that was so wrong. So why we should believe them?
Maybe after some time they again say that they were wrong.
Yeah.
They have no...
Yeah. Well, it takes 5 more years and then they say, oh, we're wrong.
They have
again.
No... There is no any proof that we should trust them. Because every few years they say that they were wrong. Yeah.
Bhavanan and Hansu, Brahmananda,
Bhagavan,
they thought that it is not wrong. It is wrong, so tell it.
Yeah.
There's a nature to do and to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How can you trust anyone who changes every few years?
We never change. Anything never knows. What's told, it is told.
The big politician is always changing according to what is beneficial to them.
And what they're like, they think everyone else is like that.
Because we are coming from Gita, Bhagavad, and all those notions. We have nothing to change.
But the way they're doing it is insidious, because they're not conformed.
No.
What they're doing is they're going and sitting down, like they did for them. They sat in a Prabhupada's room, and they had this very casual bathroom. They're just sitting there, and they realized Swami, or Yogi. I heard all about it. Srirad Swami telling stories about Prabhupada and the old days, and about how Prabhupada did and things of the manner. And then gradually he came around to the subject and he just said very casually, "I'm very sorry that I created confusion in spite of taking instruction from the Lama. And now I've created confusion with all of you." Very, very sweet, and just like that, and everything is fine. Because he just prayed like that. So it was very subtle.
You know, the question that I have also is, what is all this confusion that they're talking about that they've created? Mm-hmm. I've never heard them explain what the confusion is.
Yeah.
If they say that they've created confusion by approaching Srila Narayana Maharaj, then they have to explain what the confusion is. But I've never seen them put a position paper out. They've only said, oh, so many things have happened in our society, so many problems have come because of this much problem.
There were already problems. If last year they had so much...
What is Siddha Maharaj telling?
Rashtrapath?
Yes, he was telling...
Rashtrapath?
Yes, sometime.
That is why they...
Who is here? No, little different reason. Little different reason.
But see, last year they were fully trying to go against Gaur Govinda Maharaj.